Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle. And today I just want to talk about this pain that I think we put ourselves through. And it's kind of this torture where we don't think we deserve to be free. We think that we have to punish ourselves. And so we work really hard and we do all the things and we try to make up for the things that we've done. And the many years that I have worked with women, counseled women, mentored women, is this one thing is I cannot seem to forgive myself for the things that I've done. You think about how you wish things could be different. And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. I just want you to hang with me for the next 10 minutes so I can speak encouragement and truth over you as maybe you take a different perspective on what does it mean to forgive yourself? And are we actually supposed to do this? Is this biblical? Well, I'm going to talk about that. Before I talk about that, I do want to invite you to join us inside of the Patreon member community that launched just this month. It's a community of other godly women that want to come alongside you and support you and pray for you. But most importantly, it's this place where I've created that has resources that will be able to equip you to find comfort in the midst of chaos of life. That you can always come back and find comfort knowing that you're not going to be judged for the things that you're walking through, the things that you're going through. So head to the link in the show notes below. It's $7 a month right now for the price to join the member community. And that price will probably go up right now. It's at $7 for the New Year sale. And I want you to join us in there. This month, the theme is all about beginning again. And you're going to get a beginner's guide to studying the Bible. It's a biblical study. You're going to be getting bonus podcast episodes, teachings, PDF downloads. I don't want you to feel like you have to do it all alone this year. And most importantly, today, I want to talk about how you can forgive yourself. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. The thing that is important when we're talking about forgiving ourselves is a proper relationship with ourselves starts with a proper relationship with God, and more importantly, an understanding relationship. If you are always judging yourself by your performance, then you are going to have a horrible relationship with yourself. You're going to live under guilt, under condemnation. One of my biggest things that I struggle with is getting out of survival and really trusting God. I feel like every time a situation happens, I am just pulled into the depths of his trust and he's saying to trust me. And I've lived most of my life in survival. And based on survival, I believed that I have to be in control and that there are idols in my life that I've still had to lay down and develop a new belief and understanding of truly who God is. But I know if I'm only judging myself by my performance, I'm going to have a horrible relationship with myself and then just live constantly under guilt and condemnation. All of what I teach about the mind and the body in relation to scripture isn't so that we can become experts of ourselves. So I'm not talking about going into the past. I'm not always talking about the pain to focus on it. I don't want us to become experts of ourselves. I want us to understand and have compassion for the things that we've gone through. But I want us to know that all of these things, these beliefs, are nothing more than an invitation to know the Father more. We want to become experts at His heart. And see, one would say that we shouldn't have to walk through the process of forgiving ourselves because it's not in the Bible. We are forgiven and receive forgiveness for our sins through Jesus. That is true. The release of our shame and our guilt, that does not hinge on our ability to forgive ourselves. Our freedom from the strongholds we carry, it comes through what Jesus did on the cross. So that means that we cannot set ourselves free from any sinful habit we have in our lives because Jesus set us free already. I want you to think about that for a minute right now. You being in Christ, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're already set free. Now, you may not feel free, but He has set you free. So here's the goal. The goal isn't striving to be set free. It's renewing our minds to stay free. Through Scripture, we see two types of forgiveness, the forgiveness of our sins and the forgiveness of others. Colossians 3, 12 through 13 says this. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. All of what's happened in our lives and to forgive ourselves for the things that we've done hinges on receiving God's forgiveness on our life. Inside of my spiritual growth mentorship, I have a couple lessons on this where I'm teaching about the process of forgiving ourselves, but also what it actually means to receive God's forgiveness on our lives. Because forgiving ourselves really hinges on receiving God's forgiveness for us. That's it. Because we cannot forgive ourselves. We cannot take our own sin from ourselves. But if we look at Colossians, what I think that we need to do probably and what we're praying about, right? When we say, I need to forgive myself, I need to let go of the things I wish I could have done differently, is that we need to learn how to walk with ourselves in the way of compassion, that when we make a mistake, we know that we live in a fallen world and sometimes we sin. That we can't forgive ourselves, but we can show compassion, patience, kindness, gentleness, especially in the healing processes through the choices we make. So we can use kind words toward ourselves. We can learn to be patient when we are learning and don't make the right decision. We can be gentle with our pain instead of shoving our pain somewhere. When you've made a mistake, when you are working on forgiving yourself, I want you to look to turning to what Jesus did for you. Do you receive that? And then I want you to think about probably what comes up with that is you go, I don't deserve it. You're probably thinking, well, I don't deserve what Jesus did for you. Well, it's not about what you believe that you deserve. And that is the best thing about it is that He loves you so much that He is not hinging His love based on what you think you deserve. He doesn't see you through your sin. He sees you through Jesus. He's not keeping a record of your wrongs. He separates your sin as far as the east is from the west. I believe this all comes down to receiving God's forgiveness, but letting God love on you. Are you letting God love on you? Will you let God love on you? In my spiritual growth mentorship, I have more lessons on this too, in the idea of learning to love God, and another lesson titled, Letting God Love You. Now, when it comes to forgiveness, though, I think we walk through two processes. We make the decision to stop punishing ourselves because Jesus took the punishment for us. And then the second step, which is what I really think that we work through, is emotional forgiveness. We stop beating ourselves up for the thoughts like, I'm not good. I'll never get it right. I'm worthless. It's this replacing our negative emotion toward ourselves. And I think we walk out these phases with ourselves and with other people. So the question becomes, how do we walk through compassion toward ourselves and not build a wall around our hearts? Are you receiving and letting God love on you? I know it's coming again. I don't deserve it. I don't think I deserve it. I'm not good enough. I have to earn my right and my place in the kingdom. No, you're born into the kingdom. You don't earn it. You're born into it. You are born again. So you don't have to strive. You don't have to prove. You don't have to make it happen. You don't have to white knuckle your life. You don't have to put yourself in jail, emotional prison. We just get to receive. And that is the hardest thing for us because we cannot forgive ourselves. We can't because we've already been forgiven. Now, we might have to walk through the emotional forgiveness piece, right? We have to walk through the negative emotions toward ourselves. But God is taking care of us, and He's taking care of us right now. I'd love to hear how this episode encouraged you. You can join us inside of the Patreon member community, or as I mentioned, you can join us inside the mentorship. And this is where I walk even closely, more closely with you. The links to those will be in the show notes below. But also, I just want to hear from you. You can hang out with me on Facebook or Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. And most importantly, I want to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.